the second inning, and Yulquis is hit, and Yulquis going to go to the mound. Here we go. Fights on at Fenway.
Call it a two-day brawl at Fenway Park between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. We alluded to it at the top of the hour. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is with us, Takeaway Sports blogger. That was a big deal.
Well, it was a little pansy-like as well. It wasn't really a fight. It was like a tackle.
But, the AL East is all about passions and violence, at least this morning. But perhaps the biggest story this morning is about another issue of violence in sports. Coming out of jail, Michael Vick looking for work in the NFL, and it's caused a controversy in Washington, D.C., because a cartoonist has taken up the issue and suddenly charges of race. Explain, Ibrahim.
Well, the comic, his name is Jeff Millar, and he has a comic called Tank McNamara. Basically, it depicts Roger Goodell, who's the NFL commissioner, on the phone with different characters, different people, talking about what they should do in a Michael Vick situation. And the controversy begins when he's on the phone with Dick Cheney, and Dick Cheney says, kill him.
So that scene is motivated, presumably, by the fact that Vick is in the news. He's out of prison after 2 years. He was convicted of felony charges for running a dog-fighting ring and allegations of animal cruelty. But why the racial charge here?
I think it's the Henry Louis Gates and Obama beer gate backdrop that comes in where the nation is talking about race. And I think when you get Michael Vick and a group of white men that control his fate, I think the race conversation definitely comes into it without a doubt.
Now, the Washington Post is the only paper to ban Tank McNamara, which is the strip in question here. Jeff Millar is the writer of that nationally syndicated comic strip. We reached him yesterday, and he explained that his joke was just misinterpreted.
Some people have interpreted that as this is a white man saying kill Michael Vick, a specific black person. But this is about a ready solution that people who misuse power keep always at hand to satisfy difficult situations, especially when they believe they own the law. Mr. Cheney seems destined 3 or 4 years down the road to might be on trial himself.
Is this a matter of the Washington Post being way too squeamish or Michael Vick being just too hot to handle? It's an incendiary media story right now.
I think it's also a matter of those things as well. But I think in D.C., I think it's a little bit of a touchy subject to go after the former vice president, even though he might, as he suggested, be someone that gets in trouble later on.
Well, here's the last sort of word we heard out of Michael Vick, who was sort of technically reinstated last month. It's not clear where he's going to play, but he certainly said this very, very clearly on August 7th, 2007.
First, I want to apologize for all the things that I've done and that I've allowed to happen. I want to personally apologize to Commissioner Goodell, and what I did was very immature, so that means I need to grow up.
He's going to be growing up amidst this extraordinary notoriety, yet with Tony Dungy, his mentor here, former NFL coach, he's in pretty good hands, would you say?
Tony Dungy is the perfect ambassador and the perfect interpreter between the culture that Michael Vick comes from and the culture that runs and will make the decision about his fate.
And the controversy is, at a fever pitch. We found some reaction from some quarters to Michael Vick being reinstated in the NFL. Okay, that's absurd. Dogs are not happy with Michael Vick coming back, but the NFL probably will be.
Well, there's going to be some fallout if you sign him. There's going to be a lot of protests. But you have to remember, Michael Vick was the first quarterback to rush for over 1,000 yards and pass for over 2,000 yards. Right. He was once the NFL's highest paid quarterback. He's a great talent, and he'll fit in on some squad.
And just for the record, I'm not making fun of animal cruelty. Now, finally, the big sports story in Mexico, the United States, soccer, quickly.
Yes, an Azteca field at an altitude of 7,000 feet, the smog, 105,000 fans.
If the U.S. wins, versus Mexico, they go to the World Cup, right?
Well, they're probably going to go anyway, but if they win, they have bragging rights for North America.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.